This is Marita Steffi. I'm an empowerment coach, and one of my favorite tools is using a vision board to help people identify their dreams. So this is what we are talking about today, and I'm talking with Terry Woods today.
Yes, good morning, Marita. My name is Terry Woods, and I'm also a life coach, and I've never done a vision board before, so I'm excited to learn a little bit more about the process. So I guess
this
first
is exciting. I love vision boards. I'm so excited that you want to make some with some of your clients or with a group of people. It's a wonderful thing to do. Yes. So let's start.
Okay, first of all, I need to let you know that I am not an artsy craftsy person. I did not get that gene. But last November, I was challenged by a couple of coaching friends of mine to participate in an online art journaling course. So I did that for a couple of sessions, and it was very intimidating for me. I got out the little paintbrush for the, you know, the watercolors and painted a little bit. But anyway, I did not finish the course. It was time related. I had so many other things on my plate at that time. And other than that, I haven't really done anything art related with color since my children were here 10, 15 years ago. So I'm finding out that I have a little perfectionist living inside this body. And I'm wondering, first of all, how do I diminish all of the "you can't do this," "what a silly waste of time," "you have so many things you need to get done" voices in my head, and really let my creative side live wildly?
Oh boy, that's a good question. And I can totally relate because I had the same problem. And I must say that actually I overcame this obstacle with vision boards. A few years ago in some business seminars and personal development seminars, I got introduced to the idea of vision boards, and I thought, oh wow, this is a great tool, you know, to use, and it's fun and it's playful, and that's what I wanted. So so the beauty of it really is that you do not, everybody is creative. If somebody says, "I don't have a creative bone," then that is not the truth. It's just not true, because we all have creativity built in. We actually are creative beings if we let it come out. So, for me, you know, the vision board, it's so easy because you don't have to draw, you don't have to write, you don't have to paint. All you really need is a poster board, is, some great magazines, a pair of scissors and some glue, and then you just cut out images and glue them onto a board. This is basically what it is. And It's totally fascinating. I mean, by now, it's actually my favorite art form. And I create art collages, which is, a little bit different from a vision board, because a vision board is a little bit more intention and goal-oriented, mm-hmm. and art collages are more just visuals, kind of just working with the subconscious. But I have so much fun, and it's like there is no excuse not to make it, not to create, because it's so easy. And the other beautiful thing, it's not messy, you know, because you can use you don't need a studio, you know, you don't have a big mess to clean up. It's a glue stick, and but you put some little bit of plastic on the table and off you go. And it's just pure fun. I mean, I learned to be so playful with this. This really brought out my playfulness again.
Go ahead.
No, it's, it's like, and that's the beauty of it, because I would say the same things you said. It's like, I have no time. It's like, oh my God, when do I have time for art? Or it's like, I really don't know how to do it. You know, whenever I paint or draw, it never looks good. So it's like, it's frustrating. But with the vision boards, it was very easy. And, you know, you can actually do really beautiful artwork.
Well, I'm really looking forward to getting started. I actually have been cutting out words and phrases and pictures and things like that that were related to the art journaling class.
Great.
So I have a couple more questions about
sure.
vision board. When I read the instructions on your website for the vision
mm-hmm.
board,
mm-hmm.
it says that I need to know where I am, where I want to be, and what I want to do. And I don't know if I have definitive answers to those questions at this point in my life. So can I just dig in and get started?
Yeah, you don't have to. This is when you want to be really specific, but you don't have to. You know,
okay.
because you can just start and see where you go. And sometimes it's very surprising what shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Yeah, for all the people who think they need to know what they want, no, you don't. You can just start wherever you are and just have fun with it and then just see where it takes you.
Well, I'm really glad you said that because it reminded me that when I actually started looking for, you know, through the magazines, just flipping through the pages and things do just pop out at you. Like, for instance, I ran across an article that said, "Why Failing Well is the Key to Success." That was the title of the article. And I just thought, oh, gosh, that is so perfect. I'm going to cut that out.
Yeah.
So things just jump out at you. I mean, you just know immediately. It doesn't even take 5 seconds looking at a page in a magazine. You just flip, 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 and then all of a sudden someone will just pop out at you. So then the other question I have is that when I started the art journal, it's about 12 by 9, so it's about a quarter of the size of a piece of poster board, and
mm-hmm.
I like it because it's portable. I can, like, put it away and actually make multiple pages, like, kind of, I don't know, I guess you could call them categorized or,
mm-hmm.
You know, different ideas kind of segmented on a different page. Is that going to work just as well, or is it better to have, like, a vision
Absolutely.
Board that I'm shooting for?
No. Well, you can, you know, you can do just use the journal. If one day, you know what I love, I mean, I don't know if you've seen it in one of my videos, but I sometimes do wall-size vision boards. Like, I have one in my office right now, which takes up a whole room, a wall. It's huge. But so it's like, you know, it's a great way actually to create artwork.
Yes.
So it's nice to, or if you do one, like a larger one, you can hang it, you can frame it, you can put it in your office. And it's just a beautiful way to be, a decorative way to be reminded of your dreams.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But that's you can do really, it's meant to be playful. So you do whatever works for you. It's just different suggestions.
Well, I'm glad you keep mentioning that word playful, because that is definitely one of the things I need to work on. It's sitting right next to my perfectionist is somebody that says you better get to work before you play. So I love the whole playfulness aspect of it.
I do too. Life is so much more fun when we're playful.
It is. It really is.
And,
you know, on kind of, that's a good segue into this next question that I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
Does the vision board need to be realistic? Well, like, for example, if I put a picture of a woman bodybuilder on my, I mean, I don't want to be a bodybuilder, but I'd like to have more muscle tone and more strength. So, does it matter? I mean, does your brain interpret something weird about that, or is any picture okay?
No. You know what? What is important that it inspires you, and let me tell you why. So it really depends on the feelings you have when you look at something, or let's say when you flip through magazines and you see certain, you know, certain images, you know, give you a certain feeling in your body. Yeah, you want something that makes you feel good, give you kind of this warm feeling inside. That's what you want. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, it really doesn't matter. You just want something that you look at and it makes you feel good. Because the vision board process is connected to the law of attraction, and it's all about feeling and energy. So you attract what you vibrate, because the universe cannot tell exactly what you want, but it goes by feeling. Okay.
Gotcha.
That's all. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, if you look at it and it makes you feel good, you know, it makes you just feel great, warm, fuzzy, like, boy, this is what I want in my life, then that's great. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yes. Okay. So those are probably the two main things I need to remember as I'm looking through the magazine, just to be intentional about being playful and be intentional about resonating with the pictures or the words that I see, and putting pictures on my vision board that do inspire me and pull me forward and are something that I want to become and support, you know, where I'm going.
Absolutely.
So, I can't wait to get started. I'm excited. I've got everything already in the corner of this room right here. I can start now.
That's great. And you know what? You can always, there was no right and no wrong. And if you don't like one, then you start the next one. You know, they kind of evolve too. But I remember my first one, I just loved it. I loved it. I still have it somewhere. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time this morning, carving this 20 minutes out for me to just kind of get a little bit clearer on where I'm going with this. And I love that I'm walking away with playful and resonating with what it is that I'm putting on there. So very, very helpful. Extremely helpful. Thank you so much, Marita.
That's great. Thank you so much, Terry. I hope you have a lot of fun with it.
Well, I'll have to keep you posted.
Yes, please do.
Okay. All right.